It's being called the Barbie Boost. Going to the movies is hot again. Well, okay, sometimes we go to the movies to get out of the heat. But either way, with Barbie and Oppenheimer still attracting audiences, the theater business is booming. NPR's Elizabeth Blair takes a look at whether they can sustain that momentum.
The global box office hit $4.5 billion in July. According to the research firm Gower Street, it's the single highest grossing month since before the pandemic began.
Where are we going? Barbie Land. What?
On a recent Friday afternoon, plenty of women were out to see Barbie at the Regal in Silver Spring, Maryland.
None of us own anything, so we all had to borrow from other people.
20-year-old Elia Safir and her friend Maya Peek say they usually watch movies at home on one of the streaming services, but...
This is my second time seeing it.
Do you think the experience will get you going back to the theaters more often?
I think if they could replicate something where it's more of like an event for us all to go, where it was actually more involvement and participation, that would be really cool because, you know, you can't get that just by sitting at home.
Some theaters have life-size Barbie boxes for photo ops, pink Corvette-shaped popcorn buckets, and pink drinks.
We sold, you know, 7,000 frosés or something like that. I can't keep the rosé on the shelf.
Paul Brown owns the Terrace Theater in Charleston, South Carolina. He says Barbie and Oppenheimer are fueling the box office, but other movies are also doing well.
We have Meg, which is very popular because we live in a beach town where there's a bunch of sharks.
Everybody out of water!
We have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because there's a dearth of good children's movies out, so that's bringing in an audience and also bringing in an older set that sort of grew up with that brand.
And remember, don't let any human see you, because why?
Humans are the demon scum of the earth. Avoid them.
The competition for humans' leisure time is fierce, and theaters have faced all kinds of challenges over the decades. Big screens in people's homes, television got really good, COVID. Michael O'Leary of the National Association of Theater Owners says critics have predicted the demise of cinemas before.
Obviously, having a global pandemic where the government, you know, basically told you could not operate as a movie theater. And, you know, that's an unprecedented challenge. But even in that context, you saw the industry pull together and move forward.
Only about 5% of theaters closed during the pandemic. Now they're facing the writers and actors strikes. Paul Dergarabedian, a senior media analyst for Comscore, says the prolonged strikes could disrupt the pipeline of movies.
Where this becomes very problematic is over the long term. If you don't have actors and writers, you don't have movies. If you don't have movies, you don't have box office. And movie theaters need movies to sustain their business.
And to thrive, he says, theaters need all parties to work together, from studios to marketers to actors, writers, and directors. But even when everyone is firing on all cylinders, it's not a guarantee of box office success. Theater owner Paul Brown.
These are good movies. These are good original movies. They're not based on comic books. For our audience, you know, we'll do okay with the Marvels, but there's a fatigue out there for that kind of stuff, if you ask me.
Brown says he'll keep showing Barbie and Oppenheimer for as long as the economics make sense. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.